Hey guys, welcome to the 50 Cal Studio here at Center Target Firearms and Indoor Range. I'm Brent, this is Bobby, of course, Joe Arnold down on the end. And over the past couple of years, the micro compacts have been big, with SIG starting it out, with setting the precedent, so to speak, followed by the Hellcats. Taurus even jumped in the game, among others. But guys, we're talking about a new micro compact just hitting the market now.
Yeah, the Smith & Wesson CSX subcompact. We're going to do a review on that. We're going to talk about the good, bad, and indifferent. I've had the opportunity to take it back on the range and run a boatload of ammo through it. So I'm going to be able to give you my my take on how I felt about it. What we got here in front of us is kind of what, not the holsters, but what comes in the box, and we're going to talk about all that as well.
Good deal. And it's a nice looking. Of course, you wouldn't expect anything different from Smith, but it's a really nice looking weapon.
Yeah, it is. And you know, that's the thing that kind of caught my attention, is it the look. It weighs somewhere around, and folks can go and kind of check out the specs on it, but it weighs around 20 ounces, somewhere in that neighborhood. 3.1 inch barrel. It is alloy frame and stainless steel slide with that Armanite, finish, which is really sweet. It's got some serrations on the slide that I really liked. It's got that little tab on the back, kind of like the EZs have got, to help with that as well, and some serrations on top of the slide, sort of anti-glare kind of thing going on.
And the beaver tail on it's just, it's large. It's a large beaver tail on it to, I guess, you get that slide bite. But I like that about it. But, Joe, you've got man hands.
So with
your hands, I mean, the feel of that, of course, micro compact, we all have problems with them. If you have large hands, I have normal hands. These guys, they have man hands. So what do you think about that, the size of it?
So I like, physically, I'm not opposed to the size. My problem is, and of course, again, this firearm has been checked multiple times. It's safe and clear. So now that I'm handling it, we'll make sure we indicate that. My problem is when I take a hold of it, my little pinky ends up being off. Even if I put the quote-unquote extended magazine in, there's just enough for me to get my full hand around it. And I just, that makes me uncomfortable, even though technically it doesn't really change how I shoot. It doesn't change how the pistol shoots. I can shoot with that little pinky hanging off. I just don't like it.
It's uncomfortable.
But, I mean, it has a good feel in the hand. I really like the way it looks. When you start talking about a pistol, it's a sexy pistol. I'm not going to say that, but it's got some nice sculpting to it, and some nice serrations, some nice cocking serrations, and it's a good looking pistol. But for my monkey paws, I'm going to need a more extended magazine for that pinky. Really, and that's just a personal preference thing. Bobby, what do you think?
Yeah. For me, you know, I like the way. I too, you know, my hands were big for it, but I like the way it felt. It does come with an interchangeable back strap that's a little bit smaller. I don't know that helps the bigger hands, but it's smaller, and it comes with a tool that you can use that's made for this to use to take the back strap off and change those. It's obviously, being a micro compact, it's designed to conceal, and it's designed for the purpose of self-defense and concealed carry and those type things. And a lot of the things they've done to make it that fit that bill have been really good. You know, it's completely ambidextrous, and that you've got a slide stop on both sides. You've got the safety on both sides. You've got it comes with an interchangeable mag release, so it's currently on the left side. You can put it on the right side, so it's diverse with regard to that. As Joe said, you know, it's a small pistol. It's a micro compact. It comes with two magazines, a 10-round and a 12-round magazine. So it's 10+1 or 12+1, which, you know, for this size with that capacity, that's a pretty substantial amount of rounds you can have in. Because a lot of times the extension that has to be put on it is a really, really big footprint at the end of it, and doesn't always suit the need or serve the purpose of a micro compact.
Well, and you know, that term micro compact, that's, I mean, that's sort of the industry term for it, but don't let that term fool you. This is definitely not a pocket pistol. This is really kind of, I guess we would call it the sweet spot for a concealed carry pistol.
Yeah, it's sort of a hybrid. If I had to give it a name or try to put a definition to it or a name to it, I would almost call it a hybrid because it's got that 1911 look, but it's a hammer-fired single-action only pistol. So it's got that 1911 vibe to it. It does not have the grip safety here. It does have an integrated safety on the trigger, but it is a single action only. You know, I would have probably preferred a double single.
Yeah.
But one thing that's interesting about this is the safety is on. You can still manipulate the slide. Even with a safety on, the weapon won't fire, hammer won't drop, but you can manipulate the slide with the safety on. The trigger is a flat faced trigger with an integrated safety. It sort of has the appearance that it's going to be a slider, almost like some of the 1911s or some of those pistols that have the slider flat face trigger, but it's not. It's actually hinged. I don't know if the camera can pick it up, but it's a hinged trigger. That trigger's about 6 pounds whenever I measured it, and I took it back and ran several rounds through it. I ran them slow. I ran them fast. Also, stay tuned. At the end of this video, we're going to have some photos or some videos of me cranking some rounds off back there on the range. But it is actually smoothed up. It kind of felt a little – it's crisp. It felt a little – gritty, I don't know if that's the best term for it or not initially, but the more I shot it, it's smoothed up tremendously, and the slide has smoothed up tremendously. Don't know if we, I haven't measured it to see if it lightened it up any, but that's typical standard, for them to maybe smooth or lighten up a little bit.
Well, and for those of us who are trigger snobs,
yeah.
Okay, the trigger really was a crisp trigger. I have to say, out of the box.
I went back here and was messing around with it, trying to find the reset. You get a feel, it's audible. Of course, I can't hear anything unless I put it real close to it. But it's got an audible and a kind of a tangible, you can feel what feels to be a reset. Kind of gives me that false... there's the press. Like I heard it. Mm-hmm. I felt a little bit of what could have been a reset.
Right?
But I have nothing.
It's not
I've
truly
got a dead
reset.
Trigger, correct. I come off of it a little bit further. I heard the audible, more of an audible click. Now I've got a reset. Right. So, again, not a showstopper, but our goal is to point out the good, bad, and indifferent.
Sure.
And you've had opportunity as well, Brett, to feel this, handle it, do a lot of looking at it.
Yeah, and I like the whole, I wish it was a 4-inch, by the way, but this is when you're looking for concealed carry, for a micro that this is, I love the hammer fire on it, and I love how it feels. It's got that natural Smith grip on it. I do like that it has a capacity of 10 or 12 rounds. I have some Smiths that are 7, 8, around that neighborhood, and they're a lot larger. What I did was I tried it. I haven't shot it yet, but I did rack it and so forth. And the trigger felt a little heavy. I was guessing about 6 pounds, mm-hmm. and you confirmed that. That probably will loosen up, and you notice that when you shot it. So it's. I think it's a good little concealed carry for, especially with that smaller backstrap. I know some ladies have a problem with the larger backstrap, so you put that extra small backstrap on it. A perfect purse gun or something like that, or for guys as well. I do think the Plus has a little bit better trigger on it, just because I've shot it. I haven't shot this one yet, but you have. You probably shot both of them, and you could probably give more detail on that. We're blessed in an age where we have options with all the compacts, micro compacts, or whatever you want to call this. There's a lot to choose from.
And when we have this one on the range, we can actually come in and shoot this and see what you think about it for yourself. Because what's a pro to me or a con to me may be different to somebody else.
Sure.
I like the three inch barrel, you'd rather have it four. You know, everybody's got to a little, and then, you know, that's good. That's why we're having these discussions. Right. The trigger guard also noticeably is a little bit smaller and has a smaller footprint, it seems, than you know, maybe the Shield or maybe the Hellcat or some of those comparable pistols. Which again is you know, some people, if you've got a finger that's that big around, obviously it's going to be not very conducive to that. Yeah. But for most folks, you know, because we're trying, they're trying to strike a balance between what is, you know, falls in that micro category and still, you know, does what everybody needs for it to do.
But well, I'm like Joe. Sorry, Joe. I'm like Joe. I love how it looks. Yeah. It's a nice looking firearm.
It's a good
looking
pistol. It is.
It really is, and it's got that 1911 style with a trigger and so forth, but it really, really looks good.
So my thing with it is the single action only. That's for me personally. I would have preferred that it had a double action, the traditional double action. So double action first shot, single action each shot after that. You know, and remembering that this is in that market segment that's designed for. This is the popular concealed carry size.
Yes.
And so, I mean, I think it really fits well in that category.
And as Brett said, you know, this the beaver tail, it comes up here really good. You know, I didn't have any problems with it, but it comes out pretty good. Obviously, with a micro, you know, when you get a lot of meat going up in there, you always run the risk of having a little bit of slide bite, regardless of what it is. Now, it does come with two magazines, and I had a little bit of an issue with this. It comes with two mags. It comes with a 10-round mag, which fits flush. I had to give it a little bit of an extra bump just because, but it fits flush. That's a 10-round mag. Here's the 12-round mag. Now, this 12-round mag only adds like a quarter of an inch to it.
Yeah, it doesn't add much at all.
I would probably throw the 10-round magazine in the garbage and, you know, try to buy me a couple more 12s because it's not like it's making such a huge difference in size. And
I'm confused. Why even have the 10-round magazine when the 12-round is almost the same size?
Well, if there was a great deal of disparity between the two, I would say throw them in there, but there's not because you're only looking at a quarter of an inch. And it's got this one's got a sleeve on it, and it looked like it would have been better had the sleeve been kind of mounted to the base of this. But even it'll work with or without the sleeve. But that's how much bigger it is, other than sitting flush, than or how much further it sticks out than the 10-round mag. So, you know, I'm not a crazy fan of the, you know, the claim to fame to me of this is that it's not a polymer gun, and that it has 12+1 capacity.
Yes,
which you know, that's the thing. So, you know, I'm not sure. You know, somebody will tell us what whether they'd use it. But if it was a big deal of difference, because you can see like a lot of the Glocks, you know, they'll have the standard mag that comes with them, and they're really flat. And then if you bump it up a couple rounds or whatever, you've got this.
Well, and that's
the place for your thumb and everything else, but it also runs the risk of printing.
In the old days of the Glock 43, just the plain 43, you know, where you had, a 7-round magazine?
I think so.
And then you could get a 2-round extension, and the 2-round extension was like
a
big old honking piece of aluminum because it was a single stack. And so this is significantly better. It's a better format because you get more in a compact. But, I mean, it's not a significantly larger, longer magazine.
It's not, but I ran, you know, I topped it off back at 12 and 12+1, the whole kit caboodle, and it ran flawlessly. The 10 seemed to be a lot tighter, so I wasn't crazy about the 10 myself. The rear sight's kind of got a flat base to it here, which, you know, I like just because a lot of times, you know, in training, racking it on your on your belt or racking it on a surface, that flat allows you to be able to do that. It's also, it doesn't have a chamber indicator that it's loaded or a loaded chamber indicator, but it does have, you notice here, right on top, it has a hole here.
Little window.
And you can look down in that, even without press checking, and see if there is a round in that. And with a little press check in addition to it, you don't have to press check it as hard or look as deep. It's got that to hold in it for that purpose.
And guys, the sights, basic Smith & Wesson sights, which I don't mind. I don't mind. I like the night sights a lot better with any firearm.
Mm-hmm.
The magazine, I'm with you, Bobby, on the magazine. I love how, you know, if you get some of the other firearms like the SIGs, it's about an inch thicker.
Oh, yeah.
But this, the profile of this is perfect with this. With this firearm, they did a great job with that.
Yeah, the 12-round mag in this pistol is spectacular. It ran great. It looks great. It's not huge. It's not bulky. I just don't even know why the 10 exists. But either way, that's I guess for Smith to tell us. Smith's a lot smarter than we are.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Or me anyway. They're smarter than I am.
And they did a great job with this.
Yes.
From top to bottom. There's pros and cons with any mm-hmm. firearm we talk about. And basically, you do you, because, you know, what we talk about may be good for us, but maybe not for you. And if you have this, or you're getting this, or when you get it, just leave us some comments below and let us know what you think.
And now, come check it out. Yeah. Come test it out. Come to Center Target, check it.
As Joe said, you know, the look of it, it's eye-catching. Mm-hmm. You know, I like the looks of it. And it's competing against Kimbers. It's competing against some really good-looking pistols in this particular arena. But it's a good-looking pistol. It's got a good feel to it. I thought it had, you know, my hands are bigger. It just still had a good feel for me with regard to that. I like the fact that the slide will operate with the safety on. For me, that was, I considered that a plus. It had a good balance to it. The felt recoil wasn't bad at all, and I shot a lot of different types of ammo through it. You know, it's 115, 147, 124, 150, a lot of different grains of bullet, and it some was really hot, some it was not as hot, and it functioned really, really good, and the balance is really good. It's got a small footprint. I like the hole in the slide, you know, not loaded chamber indicator, but you don't have to have much of a press check. You don't even have to press check it to be able to see that. And it shoots really, really good. I actually, we were shooting some drills, and for whatever reason, we were finished, I thought, and I reached into my pocket, and I found one extra round. So I set a target up at about 25 yards and just, I told Kate, I said, video this, and we'll see where it goes, and shot it, and probably point of aim, point of impact.
Good
so,
deal.
No, I don't know. If we shot a group, it may have been expanded. It's a 3.1-inch barrel, and it's not designed for that. It's designed for concealed carry, self-protection, those kind of things.
All right, guys. Go ahead and subscribe and like our video, and check us out next week. Now we're going over to the range where Bobby's going to show you how it's done.
All right, guys. We got the Smith & Wesson CSX back here on the range. We're going to try it out a little bit. I've already run several rounds through this, and one of the things I'm noticing about it is the trigger is actually starting to smooth up a little bit more than whenever I first got it out of the box and started firing, as well as the action, the slide, it seems to be moving a lot smoother. I'm gonna just crank a few rounds off. We're at about 10 yards here. I'll just kind of slow fire a few and check the accuracy on it. This morning I was just kind of running them just to kind of look or get a feel for what it was doing. How the feel and how the balance was. I've noticed, you know, it's got a little heavier feel to it, which actually mitigates that felt recoil. It makes the felt recoil be a lot less. So far, so good. So we'll crank a few rounds off here and see where we're at. Okay, weapons on safe. Go ahead and unload. So what you can see here as we go down, even 10 yards away, not really bearing down or anything along those lines. Just trying to get a feel for the gun. That's where we are. All right, now we're gonna. That was the 12 round magazine. Now we're gonna use the 10 round magazine. Fire some rounds through it. The 10 round mag, you have to give. It doesn't protrude from the mag well, so you got to give it a little extra oomph, it seems like, to get it up in there. So not crazy about that. All right, weapon's clear. You see we run her out. Decent accuracy. I mean, from a micro And we're just mixing this ammo up as well. We've got 150, 118, or 115, 124, 147. So, you know, even to print this well at, you know, somewhere between 7 to 10 yards, it's pretty good, especially for what this thing's made for. You know, this thing isn't made to go out and compete with 1911s as far as being able to shoot really, really tight groups from a distance. This is meant to protect you. And, you know, even, you know, 7 to 10 yards, you got 21 to 30 feet. I don't know of a house or too many houses or too many engagements that take place with the micro compact or what this pistol's used for that are distances farther than that. So, you know, good test on that. And again, the trigger, the action, everything's kind of smoothing up as we go. So I like that.
All right, guys, one shell left. We're going to back up about 25 yards and just take one run at it and see what it does. We haven't shot this far back yet. Yeah, even at 25 yards, I had one shell left. I don't want to go back out and get any more. I had one shell left, backed up to about 25 yards. Fired one round, maybe a lot, maybe not. I'm not going to shoot anymore just in case it was, but hey, it shoots good, so good shooting pistol. Hopefully you won't have to engage anybody or anything at 25 yards, but if you do, it's nice to see, even from a 3.1-inch barrel, it's doing its thing.